Welcome to Catch the Flavor Youth Radio on CKLN 88.1, coming to you live from the heart of Regent Park community. We are your hosts today. My name is Abidur Rahman.
My name is Amir.
And today we have a live audience here. So if you guys are regular listeners to Catch the Flavor Radio, you will know that we have a live audience today. On today's show, we will be talking about cell phone usage and its relevance to brain cancer and tumors. So Amir, what's your take on this interesting idea that cell phones can increase the chance of getting brain cancers and tumors?
Well, first of all, it is a scary fact that the use of cell phones can actually increase the chance of brain cancer and tumors. I mean, if you look around the whole world, the entire world today, almost every person has a cell phone. Like, practically almost every person. You look at the teenagers, they even have a cell phone. I read an article a couple of months ago by Dr. Sigal Saditsky, an Israeli scientist, in which she talked about her research on finding a link between brain cancer and tumors to cell phone usage. Through her research, she and her colleagues found that those who use the cell phone heavily on the side of the head where the tumor developed, so basically those who always keep their cell phone on their head and keep on talking like that constantly, where the tumor is developed, were found to have an increased risk of about 50% for developing a tumor on the main salivary gland compared to those who did not use cell phones. And the salivary gland, just for your knowledge, is located underneath your cheekbones.
Scary, yet fascinating. Well, how did she conduct this research to give her this type of statistics?
Well, for this experiment to work out, first of all, she took the subjects of the study and she asked them to provide in detail their cell phone usage regarding how frequently it was in use and the time length that it was in use for. The statistics were then compared to a sample of about 1,300 healthy control subjects. In rural areas, for example, the study had shown that due to fewer antennas, cell phones need to emit more radiation in order for communication efficiency. This was also to be known as a factor for the increase of cancer for heavy users who lived in rural areas. The results of this study were consistent and show a link between cell phone use and brain cancer or tumors. But the risks have been quite difficult to prove due to long latency period involved in cancer development.
So due to the radiation emitted by the cell phones, the risk of getting brain cancer and tumors are higher amongst heavy cell phone users. But then again, you stated that it is hard to prove since it takes a long time for the symptoms of cancer to arise. Good information to know. Well, I read this article the other day by Dr. Ronald Hiberman, director of the University of Pittsburgh Cancer Institute, in which he also stated that through his research, he also believes that excessive usage of cell phone does tend to increase the risk of brain cancer, even though many other research projects tend to say there is no relationship between brain tumors and cancer.
I see. Well, I was just thinking, wasn't there something about University of Utah bringing 9 large studies that has been done on this issue as well?
Yes, University of Utah brought together the 9 studies that has been concluded in this matter, and came to the conclusion that there were no overall increased risk of brain cancer among cell phone users. They also said that the potential elevated risk of brain tumors after long-term cell phone usage awaits confirmation by future studies.
So they are very sure that there is no absolute relationship between brain cancer and cell phone use, but they are not sure about tumors, is that correct?
Yeah, correct. Also, similar research projects that were concluded in France and Norway concluded with similar results. And the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, stated that if there is a risk from these products, and at this point we do not know that there is, it is probably very small. Even after all this, my opinion on the matter of fact is keep your cell phone usage to a minimum, because it is better safe to be safe than sorry.
Okay, thank you, Abidur, for this information. We would now like to hear from our audience, and we want to open up a discussion session with our live audience here today. if any of you can come, because I know quite a number of you have cell phones as well. So how did this issue affect you? We have someone here coming.
We have Lancefield here talking to you about this issue.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity to just come on and say a few things. Yeah, it's a tough one. Lots of people have phones because of work, the BlackBerry craze, Crackberries, right? So if we all have one and you're given it, and it's given to you, and you're told to carry it, you're told to keep it on, you're told to be accessible on the weekends, you're told to be accessible, you know, early morning. So it's on. You've got it around, you carry it around on your hip all day long. You got the Bluetooth tied to your ear, but it's all through work. It's the way I have. If I didn't have to, I wouldn't necessarily carry it around all the time. I wouldn't use it as much, but because it's a work tool, I end up using it. So I think it's an interesting piece for all the downtown Bay Street types. What happens in 10 years if it does be proven that, oh yeah, all these things cause cancer? Do we all now sue the big bank, the big company, all the people that made me carry a cell phone? I don't know. It's a tough one. It's not recreational. It's purely work.
So it could be due to personal usage, like you could blame it on your own desire to use them.
Well, I don't know. If the studies are suggesting that the issue is that people use their phones too much, then what's too much? And then if my job is calling me four times a day, are they exposing me to an unsafe work condition? If I worked in a regular factory and there was chemicals there and someone said those chemicals cause cancer, I would have the right to say, no, I'm not going to work with them without training or equipment or all sorts of things like that, or design a better process. But if it's the cell phone and it's partly personal and it's partly work, who's responsible for that? The cell phone maker, the job that employs me that gives me the cell phone, me when I use a cell phone on my off time, all those things become questions. I'm not sure how anyone resolves that. And I think that would be the next piece for the study to figure out.
Okay, thank you very, very much for your opinion on this, matter of fact. So anyone else would like to take a shot at this? Because like all of us use cell phones, some of us just to show that we're cool, or some of us, we actually do require the need of such devices.
We have someone else here going to talk about their concerns with the cell phone issue.
A Crackberry user.
Well, I am a BlackBerry user, but I don't use it for the work or anything. I just wanted to say, yeah, a lot of people do use their cell phone for a long time. People stay up all night talking on the phone and stuff like that. Things like that, if we cut down, maybe this concern will go down or whatever. But I don't see a way we could stop this, because it's gonna be pretty difficult, right? Because everyone pretty much have a cell phone these days from any age. What we could do is maybe go out and inform people what happens if you use a cell phone a lot and stuff like that. Thanks.
Thank you. That was tangible.
So we have had two people who actually do use cell phones on a constant basis. So anybody who doesn't carry a cell phone want to give their opinion on this? I know a bunch of us, like for me, for example, I don't carry a cell phone, mainly because I do not require one right now. But if in the later term, I will probably require a cell phone, because when I go to university, for my family to reach me, or like if I get an important call, the best way to for them to reach me would be a cell phone. So many issues come up when we talk about cell phone usage. So and for these companies to make the newest cell phones, the newest BlackBerry, the newest Razer, why can't we just put a bit more money into research and this research that can help us prevent these harmful effects such as brain cancer or tumors?
And you're right, I'm actually totally in agreement with you. And we have another point from Andrew.
Well, I'm back. To answer that question, cell phones company wouldn't make money, right? If they put that towards research and development. Because we're not even sure if cellular phones could cause brain cancer or not. At 100%, right?
Yeah.
So at this point, there's no point for them to put the money on R&D to waste their money.
But isn't it better to be safe than sorry?
That's correct. But if they waste the money, it's more like this. If you don't know something for sure, that means you're pretty much wasting the money, right? You're okay. Not sure. What if cell phone doesn't cause cancer? What's going to happen to that R&D department, you know? And all the money they invested. It's not like they're gonna get it back or anything like that. So first, I'm sure cell phone companies are trying to understand what's going on, but I guess they're learning what they could do better. I mean, maybe they could change a couple of things on a cell phone that would help the consumer, right?
Yep.
All right.
Good point. Thank you very much. Well, I guess our audience is kind of down today. They're all tired from work, long, hard work day.
I would just like to add a point. As we all know, since we're just talking about how the cell phone usage can have an effect to causing brain cancer, it is very well known that it is, well, as we have just stated here today, that is a quite controversial issue because certain research saying that it doesn't have any concern or any relationship between the brain tumor or the brain cancer tumors with the usage of cell phone, while another study shows that there is. And obviously, for example, for me, who I'm not a cell phone user, I do not carry a cell phone myself, but it also has an effect, for example, for family members. Like a lot of people, family members, or like even your parents who constantly use cell phone for their businesses, or it might be your sister or your brother who's constantly on the phone talking with their friends, it might have an effect because if it really does have an effect in brain cancer or tumor, then that's something that the family needs to worry about and also minimize the usage of phone, as it was said in a quotation that to minimize the usage of the phone for more important uses rather than continuously use it for unnecessary things, because if it's not important, then you want to be much more safer in dealing how you're going to use your cell phone and be much more at a safer point rather than risking your chance of getting brain cancer or tumor, even though it hasn't been proven yet, but it's still better to be safe than sorry in the end.
So that's it for tonight's show. This has been... Oh, no, we have Baba Africa with a comment.
Yeah, we still got 10 minutes left. You guys can wrap up the show now. In terms of the cell phones, you know, being dangerous, you know, the thing about technology is that it's always advancing, you know. Because nowadays, if you look at the younger kids, you know, they have their cell phones, but they also have the Bluetooth headsets, you know. So that's the thing about technology. It's always changing. So people are complaining that, oh, yeah, cell phones might be causing cancers. But, you know, there's no proof of that, right? There's no proof of that right now, I don't think, even though you guys gave some stats. But really, I don't believe it, because if you're scared of getting ear cancer from cell phones, you can just get the Bluetooth, you know. And they're making it illegal in some states and some provinces, I think in Canada, where you can't drive, you know, holding a cell phone. So you can wear a headset or anything like that. So I don't think it's a big deal, and I don't know if it. I don't know if I can trust. I don't know if I can trust a survey or some research that is funded by the cell phone company. That's the same thing as a survey or a research being like funded by the oil companies. It's not really in terms of environmental, you know, advances and how to make cars more environmental safely. But I can't trust anything like that. It has to be the government that's funding it has to be the government funding these kind of surveys. It can't be the private companies, because you don't know if they're gonna like tweak the findings to like pursue to like fit their goals and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, but then shouldn't both the government and the private companies work together, because ultimately it is the government has the word of the people, and the people wants to be protected, and the private companies are the it's called service providers, and they are providing service to these people. So yeah, they're basically working side
by side. But the thing is, the cell phone industry is not really regulated. You know, just look at what happened to Rogers. You know, like they're charging, because of Rogers, Canada has the largest or the most expensive cell phone bill in terms of the of the iPhone. It's like $115 a month. If you look at any other city in the world, it's cheaper than that. Even in the U.S. the most expensive rate for the iPhone is like $60, right? It's these private companies. They don't really, personally, you know, like they don't really care about you guys. Especially, I'm talking about you guys as the buyers, because you guys just give them money, right? And that's it. They don't care about your health. They don't care about anything to help you, you know. And I think if you don't wanna get, you know, cancer in your ear, don't buy the cell phone. You know, get a, you know, use your landline until you die, you know? And that's all I'm going to say. But so you guys are done with your issue, right?
Yeah, we're done with our
topics. Yes, so with ours today.
Okay, so we're just going to go for a little break, and we'll come back with a different issue. I think I'm going to talk about Julian Fantino for a bit. He's in hot water again, so all right. And welcome to Catch the Fever Radio here on CKLN 88.1. This is Bubba Africa. So previously it was the Toronto Community Housing Leadership Group, and they're talking about how dangerous cell phones is to people, talking about how it causes cancer perhaps. But we're just going to shift gears right now and talk about a different issue. Last week, Julian Fantino, who is the commissioner for the OPP, got into some hot water where he was caught stating some very controversial words about we have a audio piece that we're going to play right now, which is going to give you more information.
There are more questions today about how the Ontario Provincial Police behaved during an Aboriginal standoff last summer. Officers used a rare emergency rule to wiretap several phones before and during the protest. Sean Brandt, one of the leaders of a highway and rail blockade, is facing criminal charges. On the wiretaps, the OPP Commissioner, Julian Fantino, threatens both Brandt and his brother, a lawyer who was not involved. Dave Seglins is following the story, and he joins us now in Toronto. And so, Dave, what have you learned about the number of wiretaps and how they were justified?
Well, Andrew, we've got new access to documents that were prepared for the purposes of giving evidence at Sean Brandt's trial. An OPP officer outlines how they were actually wiretapping six telephone lines targeting four people. Sean Brandt, his brother, who's a prominent lawyer in the Tiendanega community, and then a close friend of Sean Brandt's and his son. So four people, six phone lines, all without a judge's consent. Now, under this very seldom used provision of the criminal code, police, if they're going to grant themselves their own authority to do wiretaps, are supposed to have an emergency, the risk of serious harm, and they're supposed to believe that the target of the wiretap is engaged in some sort of criminal activity.
All right, so that's a little audio piece about that topic. Yeah, you know, it's kind of sad that, you know, you have this respected, decorated officer, you know, acting like he owns, you know, he owns the world, basically. Like no one in their right mind would want to say something like that. And it's kind of crazy that the OPP is pretending to be like strength, is starting to be like, you know, the states, you know, with Homeland Security, you know, tapping people's cell phones, or not cell phones, landlines without permission. It's kind of pathetic. And you know, I'm going along with the NDP, who's calling for the resignation of Fantino. It's kind of sad, and I just hope, you know, people finally, you know, stand up against this guy, because it doesn't deserve to be in this type of position, you know. What do you think about it, Tyrone?
Well, him as a police chief, I think a lot of people had problems with that at that time, and now look at him now as our commissioner, and now there's problems with him too.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, I don't know what to say about it. I'm just shocked and speechless because it's not surprising because he's always saying all these crazy things, and I don't know where he's taking the OPP, but he's just taking the OPP, I think, down the hole because I don't know. I just think that he should just resign and get a job somewhere else where he doesn't have to lead people. What do you think about it? Anything else you want to add?
Well, I think it's actually kind of creepy that they can do that wiretap stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking when I first read it because this is something you hear about on CNN and, you know, Americans tapping their, you know, the government wiretapping their citizens. You would never think this happening in Toronto or in Ontario. It's kind of, you know, scary if you think about it, you know. People are calling for his resignation. Oh, man, I can't speak English today. Oh, my God. But, you know, I don't know. Like, there's Dalton McGuinty's, you know, gave a statement, but knowing politicians, you know, it's probably positive and, you know, talking about it, the other Fantino, I'm going blank right now. But so I think that's it for today. So this been a Region Park Focus production of Catch the Flavor Radio. And like I said before, the youth previously talked about cell phones, and they're going to be coming back next week talking about a different issue. So if you're interested in hearing more of their talk, you know, come back next week. This is Bubba Africa.
And Taro.
And see you next week.